Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up later in the hour, Barack Obama's White House Rural Council. We have a 10 governor council now. Well, now he has a central economic planning for America's heartland, what he calls the bitter clingers. That's going to be coming up, an expose of Rick Perry. Right now, let's go back to Tim in Florida. Tim, what was the next point you wanted to make?
You mentioned YouTube earlier, and they're passing this new law for this five-year imprisonment thing if you do a copyright. I don't have a YouTube account just because of reasons of like that. When you said people took down sites because they said they had porn on them, but they didn't, but they did. They took them down. And if you have an account, I mean, I think that's a way that they can hold you accountable. What's to keep them from posting something on your account?
Well, listen, we can't let the intimidation get to us. It's not YouTube doing this particular thing. And Tech Dirt and other really accurate, incredible groups have done the breakdown in the last 6 months. They have a piece of legislation that's now gone out of committee where if you embed a YouTube video, it's 5 years in prison when YouTube and every other video site wants you to embed. And the person that posts the video can either have it where it's embed enabled or not embed enabled. So you then embed a Fox News video or a Russia Today video, even though it's their official YouTube and they allow you to embed. They give you the code they want you to. The Tech Dirt and the ACLU and the Electronic Frontier Foundation in the last 6 months, and they break all this down in the report, they went and lobbied to the feds and said, now listen, you're like Senator Ted Stevens who thinks the internet's a bunch of tubes and that things get clogged up. That's not how it works. You need to change the language of this. And they said, we know that's the language. And so that's what they're doing. Here it is. Senators unconcerned about massive consequences of criminalizing embedding YouTube videos. This is really no surprise, but the same Senate Judiciary Committee that unanimously approved the Patriot Act IP Act, despite worries from internet experts and major media about how it would break the internet, has now almost unanimously approved the anti-internet streaming bill, which makes it a felony to stream certain videos online, potentially putting people in jail for embedding YouTube videos or just putting up YouTube lip-syncing videos. What's really troubling here is that the media and plenty of concerned citizens have directly raised the issue about the unintended consequences of this law. And while Senator Amy, I can't pronounce her name, Klobuchar, and John Cornyn and Christopher Coons continue to insist that, of course, the law is not intended to be used against such people, just like the Patriot Act wasn't for non-terror related. It was written for the American people, folks, not for terrorists. They have made no move to fix the bill. Even supporters of the bill, who insist that they were wrong about what the bill allowed, eventually conceded that our argument was accurate and that the bill could be used to put people in jail for embedding a YouTube video or doing a lip-sync joke video. And it goes, this is a huge, huge problem. Of course, it's not a huge problem. The system's doing this on purpose. And there's Kurt Nemo's article about the Tech Dirt report, and he has links to it all. Embedding YouTube videos may soon be a felony. And we'll put that back up. I want to read a quote from that. It says, the owner and others associated with the website could face up to 5 years in prison. And this is just an attempt. I mean, they're going to try all this. Just like they tried to say black people weren't humans and folks had to fight back against it. Tyrants, as George Washington said, the limit of tyranny you will live under is the exact level you put up with. Anything else, Tim?
A couple months ago, you covered the school in Texas that got $2 million grant from the government. I'm curious, is that the same school that they're videotaping the kids and they're not allowed to bring their lunch? Because if it is, I mean, that's like a lab rat scenario. They're going to give them different types of food, see what or what put stuff in
the food. No, it's Chicago school district saying, parents, you can't be trusted. Your kids belong to us. They actually basically said that. One of the head superintendents said, you can't be trusted. They're not allowed to pack lunches for their kids because they're just biological androids that produce more slaves for the system. It was a San Antonio elementary, Pentagon $2 million grant to watch the kids as they eat with AI cameras to track them. Yes, we'll be right back with more calls. Stay with us.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, I covered the report that's all over the technology papers, including even CNN. Senators unconcerned about massive consequences of criminalizing embedding YouTube videos. 5 years in prison, even though the YouTube wants you to embed them. This is the essence of tyranny, is it makes all normal, non-criminal activity criminal, so they can then selectively enforce on whoever they want. Then they train the entire population of the country that's under tyranny to live like prisoners. And then you get little Soviet minders on every street corner and the whole spy society. Tyranny is a lot more common than even quasi-free societies. So we know exactly what this looks like. And I've got another report here. This was put out by the big gold exchange, the Forex. Trading of over-the-counter gold and silver to be illegal beginning July 15th. Little-known new government regulation. And Forex is saying they are discontinuing trading for U.S. residents on Friday, July 15th, 2011. This is how they're going to kill the gold and silver market. It won't work because it's going to explode worldwide. And we're going to be breaking that down a little bit later in the hour. And it dovetails with this report. Gold rises to new record in GDP, close to near record highs in euros and most currencies on gold debt contagion risk. So they tried to knock down gold and silver, but they're just racing back up. And so the federal government has announced very quietly that it will be illegal to privately sell and trade gold over the counter. Now, again, this isn't being announced because they want it to just go into place, but that's why that reprint me from 2 months ago, the Von Notaus report ahead, I believe the AP headline was, you can also print me the FBI press release, ahead of Liberty Dollar convicted, and then in the article they had quotes from the U.S. attorney saying, this is an act of terrorism. Anyone that tries to create an alternate currency or that basically has gold and silver is an enemy of America, will be infiltrated, will be destroyed, will be overthrown. I mean, it literally said that. You are enemies, we're going to get you. Yeah, because America's run by the big mega banks that have devalued the dollar, that have killed the country, and they're saying, if you try to create alternate systems so you can survive, we're not going to let you. We're here to bankrupt you. We're here to run you to ground. Meanwhile, all over Europe, the people are rebelling, and the globalists are not going to get away with this. But here it is, trading of over-the-counter gold and silver to be illegal beginning July 15th. Now, we'll see if they're actually able to try to implement this. But there it is, Reuters, Liberty Dollar architect Bernard von Notaus convicted. They called him a special type of terrorist. Reuters, man convicted of creating counterfeit U.S. currency. And then we'll also get the FBI press release, because people won't believe this. I need to – you can link directly through to the FBI where they say it is terrorism and that they're going to get you. Yes, they are. They're going to get you good. And if you're the head of the Texas Power Commission or a member of the state rep on a trip to Louisiana and they find out you're with the Texas delegation, get over here. It's punishment time. They walk right over, put the blue gloves on, and say, get ready for this. And they grab your genitals and they crush them. And then the state official said, are you punishing me? And they said, you bet your bottom dollar we are, boy. This is a Fed takeover. Only in America could they take head state officials, public servants, and just crush them. Oh, you think I'm joking? You didn't hear yesterday's show? I have local Fox News with the interviews. This is how far it's gone. This is how crazy. They just gave a woman 5 years probation for lightly spanking her child in Corpus Christi, Texas, while the state paddles kids in all the major public schools. It's not illegal to spank your kids. They don't care because they're tyrants. It's getting scarier by the minute. It's getting crazier, and they're just trying to bum rush us to get us used to it. Trey in South Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I actually had a question for you. About 5 months ago, I watched a documentary called Wake Up Call to the New World Order. I actually officially got woken up, and it's hard to live, I guess, what other people in society called normal life. It's hard to live that way whenever you've been woken up. And my question to you was, in your position, you've been doing this for so long, and you've been awake, how do you deal with it? I mean, how do you deal with the burden of the knowledge and getting it out to people, and especially when they've been conditioned to not listen to it and they've been programmed to turn it off and turn it away? My big question is, how do you penetrate through that illusion?
This is a huge, multifaceted question, Trey, and I appreciate your call. Number one, you've got to be confident in the knowledge. A lot of people are apologetic when they tell their neighbors, oh, hey, you know, there's a corrupt government, and they act real sheepish. And the neighbor is insecure and feels powerless as well. And so they subconsciously then defend the system, you know, in a kind of make-believe thing that children do to say, hey, there's no such thing as bad men. There's no such thing as corruption. You're a kook. Everything's fine. It's a form of cognitive dissonance denial. But more importantly, you've got to realize it's never a majority that defeats tyranny. It's always a highly motivated minority. Just as it's always a highly motivated minority that brings in tyranny, it's a minority that kicks it out. Most people are followers. So you want to find leaders. And it may be a little old lady, it may be a little old man, it may be a young person, a black person, an Asian person, a Hispanic person, a white guy. It doesn't matter. You're going to find that leadership in your own heart and through God's guidance. And How do I deal with this? My life is incredibly exciting. I'm never bored. My problem is I have too much energy. I'm totally obsessed with reality and the truth. And I don't even really have fear anymore of my physical body being attacked or even my name being destroyed, because I realize there's no future for humanity and for our culture if this system is not defeated. And so by having courage, it becomes an example to others. And you find out there are people out there who feel the same way you do and who resonate with the truth and liberty, and who also instinctively but also intellectually realize the serious threat that humanity is under via the corrupt system known as the New World Order, which is just a collection of criminals that have industrialized and organized and standardized systems of predatory behavior against the sheep-like, cattle-like sheeple. But the sheeple are going to be the sheeple. We need to get the motivated folks that realize what's happening to really get motivated and really get aggressive. And you will have big effects. You've got to realize you're not going to save the world by yourself. But overall, the act of resistance, the act of standing up, the act of speaking out will bring these tyrants down. Because mass murderers agree gun control works. Well, patriots agree liberty works. And the truth sells. But when your friends, your family giggle and laugh at you, they've made a decision to live in a trance. They've made a decision to go along with corruption. They've made a decision to just give up and to just take whatever comes to them. And that's normal when you've had so much wealth. That's why extreme liberty historically always grows into decadence, sloth, and the cycle restarts. And we hopefully can use the examples of history to warn enough people that when the tyranny grows, we're going to go through the decadent cycle, but it won't go as deep as it could and as it has in other societies if we're there raising the alarm. And that's what separates great transcendent ideas from the crowd. Quality is always a rare thing. And so don't let it get you down, and don't become depressed. Reality was there whether you recognize it or not. So understand how exciting it is. I mean, you're going toe-to-toe with corruption, with real evil. And I think that's exciting. I think it's exciting that I'm under surveillance. I think it's exciting that they could kill me or set me up at any time. I don't look forward to it, but if they've got me chained down torturing me, it's going to be exciting. They'll have to drug me under torture to break my will. And that's only for a period of time. That means I've really had an effect. That means I've really did something for humanity. That means my ancestors have been made proud. It means I'm a man like my fathers before me. I mean, this is what it's all about. Do you have any idea the struggle our species has gone through to bring us to this point and the incredible heights that humanity can reach towards? And it's that awareness of the bestial survival of the fittest lower order, and that we can reach for the stars. It's that mankind is in between that. And it's the simple recognizing goodness and recognizing what's honorable and what is wholesome. The ability to say 2 + 2 = 4. The ability to have basic, clear, common sense thoughts is revolutionary in a system of overwhelming deceit. And so, as the system gets crazier, as it wants you to accept more and more over-the-top corruption and degradation and evil, and as the system sells it as mother's milk, all we've got to do is simply point it out as a lie and as something that's highly destructive. And be willing to be laughed at. Be willing to be shunned. Be willing. I mean, when I walk tall in front of a crowd of establishment people and aren't ashamed of their insults and their giggling and their hateful looks, by the end of it, by the end of private talks I've had with people, public talks I've had with, you know, pretty high level folks in media, by the end of it, you see admiration in their eye. You see the fire of liberty, a shadow of it beginning to kindle. So you've got to lead. You've got to lead, and you've got to be willing to lay your name down, your treasure down, your blood down, your family down. You've got to be willing to put it all in. Because if you don't commit to truth and decency and honor and everything that's good, you allow evil to take over. It's an eternal battle between good and evil. It's that simple.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Continue with your phone calls, and then I'm going to spend about 5-10 minutes in the next segment getting into all of the different things that government is trying to make quasi-illegal, and it's unprecedented. We're going to get an expert's take on this, this press release by Forex, trading of over-the-counter gold and silver to be illegal beginning July 15th. They've tried to pass this before. Meanwhile, gold to rise to new record in GBP, close to near record highs in euros, and most currencies on global debt contagion risk, and how that integrates in with senators unconcerned about massive consequences of criminalizing embedding of YouTube videos. And YouTube is now taking videos down and putting up, not that it's a copyright violation or not that it violates terms of use, but under government request in the U.S. and England. So the system's scared, folks. They're going into a major global conflict. They're trying to implode nations and set up this new bank of the world. They've got to destroy our society to rebuild it in their tyrannical image of people like Larry Summers and the rest of the globalist. So I'm going to be breaking that down some of the next segment. I'm going to get into Rick Perry. Also, what is the true definition of this new global war that's being launched? We're going to be breaking all of that down and continuing with calls. Who's up next, John? Matt and Mass, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex.
Hey.
Many topics I'd like to discuss with you, but I know my time is limited, so I have a question and a couple of comments. Your chemtrail movie, how is that coming?
You know, I've made all or more of like four films and just never finished them because I've gotten so busy doing special reports, getting ready for the TV show, building the studio, that I've started and stopped, I don't know, four or five films. But I'm probably going to roll the chemtrails into an overall eugenics film, you know, kind of an Endgame 2, but more than that.
Well, I believe you're right on track with that. My opinion is the chemtrail is their ace in the hole, at least in America. I live up in the Massachusetts, the Boston area. And
no, there's, I mean, it's admitted. There's total weather manipulation. The government, Obama's science czar admitted, first speech he gave, they are manipulating the weather, but they call it testing. Because under U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B, they're allowed to do chemical, biological, radiological, or other testing, including weather modification, for any. That code prohibits it unless it's for testing, unless it's for research. That's why they call all these giant programs research. It never becomes an official program. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I agree. And they are throwing everything at us. There is just so much that they're throwing at us. It makes my head spin. But I really believe the chemtrails are the ace in the hole because not only does it kill all the crops, but look what it does to the body. Your body absorbs it. And I've noticed me and a slew of my friends, they all have all kinds of ailments through their back, their joints. And it also, it's a magnet for the radioactive isotopes coming this way.
Yeah, I want to be clear. They are admittedly spraying barium salts and aluminum dioxide and other things, but the aluminum dioxide does precipitate out in the brain, Alzheimer's, young people now getting it, and it does precipitate out on the bones. And the film that we carry that's excellent, What in the World Are They Spraying, shows that all over the country where this spraying's going on, they have the even people that work for state government showing that aluminum has gone up tenfold in many areas in the last decade. They started the chemtrailing in the mid-90s. And so, yes, sir, they are killing the soils. But don't worry, Monsanto's coming out with a whole line of aluminum-resistant seeds and plants. Isn't that nice?
Yes, that is beautiful.
They love us.
Just, yeah, a couple of, just one other thing. Listen, you got to get the word out to all the gun owners and the Second Amendment advocates that they have got to keep their guns. They cannot let the government or the police state come and confiscate their guns. They must hold on and fight.
Absolutely, and that's why they're chemtrailing the Midwest, trying to shut down the heart of America. That's why they're trying to pass the Food Safety Act that openly puts regulations on farms and ranches, small ones. The big ones are exempt. Remember what Obama said? We can play the audio when he's behind closed doors. He said, and it's not surprising that they get bitter. They cling to their guns or religion or anti-apathy to people who aren't like them or anti-immigrant sentiment or anti-trade sentiment as a way to explain their frustrations. And he's setting up the new Commissar, the new Soviet threat fusion center Commissar, over your rural communities. The feds are now going to roll into your local town.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
In the past 2 months, over 2,000 natural disasters have been recorded. With the ongoing economic crash, millions of Americans can't afford food. Also, because of the exploding price of fuel, many farmers can't afford to plant their crops. We must take control of our greatest dependency, food. Folks, you can trust eFoods Direct, the 28-year veteran of long-term storable foods, and they're here to help. For a limited time, when you place your order for a 3-week supply of the best storable food on the planet, you will receive the fourth week absolutely free. You will save $75 and receive a full month's supply for less than $8 a day. This offer ends on June 22nd, so act now and buy three to get the fourth one free from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or go online to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I will continue with open phones and try to hurry through them and then continue with calls in the third hour, and I'm going to cover massive amounts of news that we haven't even gotten to yet. It becomes really harder and harder to do this show because there's so much information. You want to cover it all properly and really dig down into it, but it's just impossible. You've got to track the websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, GCNLive.com, the network site, has a lot of the news we cover and some of the news that doesn't make it up on our sites. That's GCNLive.com. Now, in 1933, we saw the War Powers Act come in after 3 years of depression, from 29 to 33. And that's when they set up the state police that are really federal police. That's when the feds really started standardization of everything. That's when the United States went into receivership to predominantly the foreign European banks that had set up the Federal Reserve. That's why today most of the, quote, bailout money, and they hold us hostage and say, give us more money or the world financial system will collapse. You look at the numbers. They created it. We have their own documents. They designed it to implode our economies. As each country pays in trillions more, they only get deeper into debt because the very money they're giving the private banks is then charged back to the population with interest to the very banks that are giving the money. You heard me right. I know that is so insane, it makes no sense. You know, you give them your money, and then they charge you interest for giving them the money. You heard me right. It's a good business if you could con people to set it up, and they did. They did. But something I did, the War Powers Act, and my grandmother's father, my great-grandfather, owned, what was it, the first Chevy dealership in Dallas. And, you know, the word is he didn't turn the gold in when he was told to. That's what Grandma told me. And a lot of people didn't turn their gold and silver in all over the country. But they came out and they said, turn your gold, turn your silver in. We're going to give you paperback for it. Roosevelt got on the radio, the fireside chat, and told the suckers to do it. And a percentage of the public lined up and gave them their money. And then publicly, the gold was shipped to Europe. The Firestone family got charged a year later, was setting up a dummy corporation to buy their own gold back. It was the gold was shipped to the Rothschilds and others overseas. And then a year later, they basically doubled the price of gold and then made it legal for the public to have it again. So you could buy your own gold back from them at double the price. So people have always said, well, if you promote gold, they could confiscate it. Well, why own a house then? They could take that. Why have children? CPS might take them. Don't give up on life. Live and then fight. But yes, the criminals are going to try all of this. They're going to try to tax the internet. They're going to try to shut down free speech. They're going to try to force you on the internet too. They're going to try to control with artificial programs what you can type, what you can videotape, what you can do. It's all admitted. All the devices you buy now, you pay for the added cost of the government regulated, and in some cases not even regulated, just agreed upon consensus to put spy systems on board it. And then you pay for it. Now, to get to this news story, I want to go to the FBI Federal Bureau of Investigation, Western District Office, North Carolina. We'll put this on screen. If you're a radio listener, it's up on prisonplanet.tv, but we've also written articles about it. And you just type in FBI or Justice Department press release on Liberty Dollar, and the top link is those guys. And you'll be at the FBI website. That's FBI.gov/Charlotte/press-release/2011/defendant-convicted... And the reason I raise that is every time I mention this, folks say I'm making it up. Trolls online, on InfoWars, on YouTube, they know it's real. A lot of these are actually sock puppet admitted Pentagon drone programs that look like real people, but they're not. And we've been able to track the IPs and confirm most of them are. But the actual real operators, these are cold-blooded people that know this is real, just like every other real issue, but they're going to come tell you it isn't true to just create confusion. Kind of like when they're smashing tanks into the Waco church, they're saying, come out with your hands up, this is not an assault. When the Davidians came out, it's on the flare footage, they would shoot them with machine guns. You could see the guys, the troops, from behind the tank shooting the Bradley fighting vehicles, the people falling down, and then they'd roll the tanks up and on them, and then the kids were hiding out, and the special forces went in and put the bomb on top of the church records vault, the only concrete part of the building, and killed those babies real good because they deserved it. But, yeah, none of that's real either. Continuing here, and then these are hardcore predators, and they enjoy their job. So they're going to tell you this isn't real. So I just gave you the URL, phone numbers of the FBI. Defendant convicted of minting his own currency. And they used a hand-picked federal jury, and they keep these juries. These juries, it's been proven. That's why they have a 98% conviction rate. You really believe 98% are guilty? That's why they would send a puppy to the gas chamber for killing JFK. They would do anything they're told, these juries. They're hand-picked juries. Most of them get paid off by the feds to put innocent people in prison. Nuthouse for 14 years, Bernard von Nuthouse, like Note and House, has openly been printing his own gold and silver coins, and it's totally legal. What you got, 8 states now passing or about to pass laws to do the same thing. It's always been part of America, and Ron Paul supported it, and his brother's been involved in a separate company, Wayne Paul, and it's totally legal. But they went and told the jury, this is counterfeiting. He's trying to claim his U.S. currency when he said the opposite. the whole thing was attacking the private Federal Reserve. So, see, they're saying he was imitating a real currency when our own currency since 1913 has been Federal Reserve notes, not U.S. dollars. But Notehouse didn't try to imitate the counterfeit Federal Reserve bills, notes of debt, notes of your servitude. They didn't care. And even the Associated Press had to say that the U.S. statute does not say this was counterfeiting, and wow, how did he get convicted? Well, how is any of this? I mean, how is the TSA now, with Texas state reps and the head of the Texas Energy Commission, telling them you're being punished for being against groping, line up? And this is on Fox News locally. I played it yesterday. And actually grabbing and squeezing the male genitals to make them writhe in pain and saying, is this punishment? Yes, it's punishment. I mean, these are jail guards. You're a prisoner. You didn't do anything wrong. You don't get it. Tyranny is when the criminals are the jail guards, okay? So everything's a big prison. Your kids are learning how to be prisoners, everything. Now, listen to what the U.S. attorney in their press release said. And again, they go on to say he is a unique type of terrorist. And, quote, terrorists will not be allowed to operate. Attempts to undermine the legitimate currency of this country. Now, remember, it's J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs openly running this. They devalue the dollar. The Chinese have said they've technically defaulted. The dollar's plunging. Global crisis. This is not their fault. It's von Nothaus's fault. Okay? And I told you this is because they're getting ready to come after the gold and silver. Let's have an open fight over it. Let's throw it in their face. Let's see them try to get away with it. They're not going to. Call the tyrants bluff, like Wiener and the rest of them. Attempts to undermine the legitimate currency of this country are simply a unique form of domestic terrorism. That's right. That's right. You are a terrorist. And what do they do per state per year? Thousands of cases using the Patriot Act, waiving the Bill of Rights, breaking in your house without warrants, digging through your trash without warrants, spying on you with no probable cause. That's now in the official FBI manual. AP last week, just know nothing. The total head, shields down. Shields are down. They're releasing their criminal federal armies. They're federalizing the police. You try to have a protest, they'll crack your skull open so fast. Old lady comes out of a shopping center with a bag at G20. The cops say, get off the street. She tries to. They release the dog laughing as an old woman's chewed up. These are mad dog psychos. I'm not saying all the police are, but when they get into mob psychology, they are. All right, continuing. And by the way, they've given them this Glenn Beckian template, the conservative cops, that all protesters are SEIU communists, that they can't wait. I've seen the comments online to shoot protesters. So they've really done a psyop number. No, everywhere where the SEIU's beating people up, they're allowed to beat people up and left alone on video. Attempts to undermine, let me read this again. Attempts to undermine the legitimate currency of this country doesn't exist anymore, it's under federal rule. What did the WikiLeaks documents 2 weeks ago prove? What we already told you in Endgame. We've been in the North American Union since 2005, and the first part of the document is keep this, say, secret, integration by stealth. North American integration by stealth. That's a quote. Oh, but governments don't do anything in stealth. That's the prevailing common sense knowledge, we're told. Well, no, it's not. Everybody knows deep down the truth. They just keep the hoax going, saying the majority agree with that when the majority don't. Let me read this again. Then we're going to talk to an expert on this. Attempts to undermine the legitimate currency of this country are simply a unique form of domestic terrorism. Wow, what a sentence. What a sentence. It's not the internationalists devaluing the currency when they are on record. And if you try to have your own gold and silver, you're a terrorist. Now, that's quite a sentence. U.S. Attorney Tompkins said in the announcing verdict, while these forms of anti-government activities do not involve violence, see, being anti-government, if you're against what the government's doing, that's anti-government, that's illegal. I thought in America I could be against government policies. I thought I was the person. I thought I was on top. I was the sovereign in America. No. You do what the government says, even when 99% of people who are against the banker bailout, it passes. 70%+ against government-run health care, it passes. They don't care. 90%+ against TSA grope downs, they still do it. They don't care. See, and they're saying it's terrorism. It's anti-government. Anti-government is terrorism. You don't like what color the street signs are. It's a form of terrorism. You've got an opinion on light rail in your town or not wanting to pay for a Formula One track for some billionaire heiress outside Austin. You're anti-government. And how do you become pro-government? You sit down and shut up because the government's official. It's the authority. You don't have a right to an opinion in America. You sit down and shut up while we gut the nation and take the veterans' pensions. Again, attempts to undermine legitimate currency of this country are simply a unique form of domestic terrorism, U.S. Attorney Tompkins said in announcing the verdict. While these forms of anti-government activities do not involve violence, they are every bit as insidious and represent a clear and present danger. See, and that invokes war powers clause. That's why Obama doesn't need Congress right now to launch all these wars. He's saying, I got war powers. We're in an emergency. See, they invoke emergency there. They invoke martial law. They just don't call it that, but that's what the U.S. Code says. We're in martial law. U.S. Attorney Tompkins said in announcing the verdict, while these forms of anti-government activities do not involve violence, they are every bit as insidious and represent a clear and present danger to the economic stability of the country. Again, it's their bosses that illegitimately hijacked the country doing this to us, but that doesn't matter. She added, we are determined to meet these threats through infiltration. This is a military operation. They're going to infiltrate. Disruption and dismantling of organizations which seek to challenge. You don't challenge. You don't, again, that's an action, a political action. You don't, that's why we go out and protest the Fed or Ron Paul does. We've got the secret documents where the U.S. Army is there. And it says in the reports, don't let them know your army. They'll try to kill you. They actually line military men and women up and say, when you're undercover in Dallas covering Alex Jones' protest or Ron Paul in Houston at the end of the Fed rally, don't let them know your army. They may try to kill you. We're there. Get rid of the foreign bank. Get the republic back. Military's there in plain clothes. Oh, my God, these people are terrorists. And they get all these ignorant people, these FBI agents. They find people that are on a power trip. They think because they have a uniform and a badge that everything they do is good. And we are bad. It goes on to say, disruption and dismantling of organizations which seek to challenge the legitimacy of our democratic form of government. Oh, that's a double speak. We're openly speaking out against corruption, so we're challenging the democratic form of government. Because we're a democracy where it's we the people, right? We're really a republic, but we're terrorists for exercising it. And it goes on. Okay, now I've read that. I want to bring Ted Anderson up. He's actually out of town right now, but I got him to, on his cell phone to join us because we knew this was coming. And this is out of Zero Hedge. It's also up at PrisonPlanet.com. Trading of over-the-counter gold and silver to be illegal beginning July 15th. Now, I don't know if I agree with this interpretation, but Ted, 35 years in the gold and silver business, owner of Midas Resources and this radio network, can break it down. It says, important account notice, metals trading. This is put out by Forex, the big gold and silver trading system. We wanted to make you aware of some upcoming changes to Forex.com's product offering. As a result of the Dodd-Frank Act enacted by U.S. Congress, a new regulation prohibiting U.S. residents from trading over-the-counter precious metals, including gold and silver, will go into effect July 15th, 2011. In conjunction with this new regulation, Forex must discontinue metals trading for U.S. residents on Friday, July 15, 2011, at the close of trading at 5 p.m. ET, Eastern Time. As a result, all open metals positions must be closed July 15, 2011, at 5 p.m. See, I told you this Note House ruling, they're saying you are an enemy. You are seditious if you want to own gold and silver. They're actually saying owning gold and silver is counterfeiting. When it's the Federal Reserve that created the counterfeit and destroyed our wealth. And then they go through from the Forex team how they're breaking down Section 742A. Ted Anderson, what is going on here?
Well, Alex, you've covered so much of it. I mean, I can tell you the executive order of 1933, which was signed by President Franklin D. Roosevelt, confiscated gold from the people at a price of $26 an ounce. $20.67 an ounce. And a year later, they raised the price to $35 an ounce, raiding the people's wealth And that was done for the bailout, of the banking system, this Federal Reserve banking community that was going on at that time, pulling the strings, which they're doing the same now.
And again, it was a robbery. It wasn't. They called it a bailout, but they take the profits out the back door like the mafia does with a restaurant, and then basically when they're done, burn the restaurant down and collect the insurance.
So that's what brings us to today, Alex. I mean, the Forex, first of all, the Forex market is about currencies. It's about trading U.S. dollar for Swiss franc or U.S. dollar for Italian lira, whatever, you know, that type of thing. That market is for trading currencies from one place to another. This Dodd-Frank bill, along with Obama's signature, is just another attack on gold and silver. You got to realize they tried this before in the health care bill, and that one failed, just 100%. They're going to make gold and silver dealers fill out a 1099 form for any transactions that occur that are over $600. That went out like a ball of fire, and now they're just directly attacking gold and silver and saying, hey, by July 15th, 2011, it's going to be illegal to trade gold and silver. It's like they're trying to force people away from gold and silver and into their paper currency. This is a direct influence manipulation coming from...
Yeah, these people are financial terrorists. We're going to come back and talk about that with you, Ted. And also, while people, I guess, still can without a bunch of records of it, it's your right to buy gold and silver. Tell you about Midas Resources as well, that's got the best deals out there. We'll be right back with Ted Anderson to break this down. Stay with us.
Since 2007, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government have injected as much as $20 trillion into the economies of the world, and yet the globe's economies continue to contract. Our government is borrowing $58,000 per second. If they stop spending, the economy collapses. If they continue spending, the economy collapses. And if they raise interest rates, the economy collapses. Prepare now. Call Ready Reserve Foods and put your plan together with quality, storable food. Ready Reserve Foods has been in business canning the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. We control the quality from start to finish with double enameled nitrogen-packed cans for maximum shelf life. Choose from a variety of pre-selected packages or customize your own plan and order exactly what you need. Call today for a free catalog at 800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from ReadyReserveFoods.com.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
By the way, you know the TSA, all those snow globes and pocket knives and shampoo, they love it when it's new. They make money off of it. And here is the statesman, Austin American Statesman. Where have all the snow globes gone? To the state surplus store. That's where. They raise the property taxes so you can't pay it, so they get it. This is all a monopoly game. And they've ordered our gold turned in before. They've taken it and openly shipped it to Europe. And I guess if they have somebody like Franklin Delano Roosevelt do it, you know, over the radio again, most Americans, if the government told Americans to murder their children, I think 30% would walk them out, shoot them in the back of the head. I mean, they'd say, it's the government, you're a conspiracy theorist if you disagree. Disagreeing with tyranny is called conspiracy theory. Having an opinion. And the private central banks that run America are openly imploding our economy. They're imploding Europe's economy. People are rushing in to get gold and silver because then that saves their wealth, because as the currency's devalued, the gold goes up. Gold is going up all over the world, but not as fast as it's not going up as fast here because they're manipulating it. Well, now they're going to try to shut down the free flow of it even more because they're desperate, because gold and silver exposes their true fiat counterfeit money. That's why they have the FBI and these rulings saying, you're terrorist. Now, folks, we know we're not terrorists. They're the terrorists. It's time to wake up and recognize this. And, hey, FBI, if you're not a terrorist, speak out against this. But we all know the truth. You know about Oklahoma City. You know about 9/11. And a lot of you aren't individually terrorists, just like individual German soldiers. We're not, many of them, Nazis. But you might as well have the spirit of Adolf Hitler or Mao Zedong running America right now. And if we don't recognize that, it's over. It's only going to get worse from here. Ted Anderson, other comments and points on this?
Well, I mean, Alex, I mean, that is the reason why I am giving away silver dollars with your videos, because this is the kind of crap that the government's going to pull. And if the people aren't woken up to the fact of what they're doing, if they can't open their eyes to this, they're going to get away with it. They are now forcing people into this paper money, this funny money that has no value to it, that has forced this country into perpetual debt, just like Jefferson said it would. And now what are they doing? They're trying to take gold and silver away from the people. And that's why I've had this up. You know, it's about education. People need to have gold and silver. Their paper currency is about ready to fall right into the toilet. And for some reason, the federal government, it's just a good idea to force people out of gold and silver and into paper. I mean, it just absolutely makes no sense at all. And that's, you know, I just can't say it enough, Alex. It's about education.
It makes perfect sense from the perspective of the tyrants. They don't want us being self-sufficient. They don't want us individually doing well. The entire policy is to destroy the middle class. This is a wonderful, wonderful plan. And Ted, how about you just admit it? You're a terrorist. I'm a terrorist. We're basically supporting Al-Qaeda by not bowing down to Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. Goldman Sachs calling their customers a bunch of dumb S-H-you-know-whats. That's good. Ripping people off, taking the veterans' death benefits, secret deals that are now public. That's freedom, buddy. If you're not for taking the veterans' benefits, you're with Al-Qaeda. If you don't support Al-Qaeda in Libya that our government's supporting, you're with Al-Qaeda.
When they labeled von Mauthaus as a terrorist and convicted him of crimes because he was making silver coins, that was the indicator right
now. No,
there.
Ted, they're good people. They're good people. Stay there for 5 more minutes and I'm going back to calls and news. You want to call me the $3 silver and then you get 3 of my films for free and free shipping, Midas Resources. You want to engage in terrorism, here it is, 800-686-2237, land of the free, home of the brave. Don't buy that silver, 800-686-2237. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.